This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta say, you know, we don't really ever get credit for the groundbreaking work that we do here. We don't get awards or anything like that, and that's okay. We don't care to take a victory lap. We don't want to put a bunch of awards or prizes or whatever up on the wall here. That's not what it's all about. Our reward, our prize, is freedom and prosperity for humanity. I mean, that's what we want. That's what we hang on the wall. If it was represented in any way, I guess it's the American flag. So, but it's like, if I was to sit here, because I have mainstream journalists, it's like, well, what have you ever done, Troyer? It's like, really? Do I have to sit here and like list off like a resume? Like, I need to prove my pedigree to you? I don't give a damn. But, I mean, if there was some like bullet point, like resume of the things Owen Troyer has done, when I had Francis Boyle on over 2 years ago and broke the Wuhan lab story, to today having Francis Boyle on breaking the story about the truth in Ukraine, I mean, that's the type of groundbreaking work that we do here. Now, I don't want an award. I'm not going to get an award. I don't need a victory lap. But see, now the duty is upon you and the audience to take that interview, share it far and wide, take little clips of it if you want, 1 minute clips, 2 minute clips, 30 second clips, whatever, put them all over the internet, put them all over social media. That's how we win, folks. We're having victory right now. They're contemplating at the highest levels of the U.S. government right now whether they're going to still run their false flag operation in Ukraine to blame Russia, because they know if they do it, everybody in the world knows it's going to be them. Everybody in the world knows it's Nuland, knows it's Biden, knows it's the Pentagon, knows it's the State Department. Now, that doesn't mean they might not do it anyway. That's how crazy these war criminals are. That's how crazy these globalists are. But it's our job to have the victory on the front end saying, hey, if they do this, we know who to blame. And that's not being a Russiaphile. That's not supporting Putin. That's just supporting the truth. So we're going to upload that video to Bandot Video by the end of the day, probably within the hour. And you can go there and you can download that link and you can chop up the clips, put them out on your own social media, write stories about it. That's what we need you to do now. That's why we built these platforms. That's why you built these platforms. So that's what we can do. And again, ladies and gentlemen, how do we do it? Well, we have InfoWarsStore.com. The big discounts right now at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 50% off top-rated, top-selling supplements. Many of these sales and discounts are gone at the end of the night. And including EveAttackPlus.com. And by the way, EveAttackPlus.com is where you can go to use the Alex Jones coupon code Alex20. EveAttackPlus.com. And that's the final night for this as well. Here's some of the stuff that we have at EveAttackPlus.com. The Alex Jones collection includes the Alex Jones Edition Double-Edged Dagger, the Strike 35 Backpack, the 316 SS Military Spec Thermos, the EveAttack Plus Gun Range Bag, Patriot Edition Rescue Knife, Compact and Durable Portable Solar Chargers, RL 350 Laser Sights, Magnum Gun Mounts, Wall Clock Hidden Safes, and so many other great survival products and gear at EveAttackPlus.com. Coupon code ALEX20 gets you 20% off this elite gear. And I mean, folks, you look at it, you touch it, you know this is as high-quality stuff as you're going to find out there. When it comes to backpacks and bags and knives and daggers and water bottles and all this other stuff that they have, it's really just so cool, too. Alex 20, but it's the final night, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final night to get 20% off, and technically it's midnight Eastern time. So consider that. It's midnight Eastern time when Alex 20 coupon code expires to get 20% off at EveAttackPlus.com. So that's 11 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Mountain, and obviously it goes on. EveAttackPlus.com, coupon code Alex 20, 20% off your purchase at evatacplus.com. And I'm telling you, folks, we got some samples of these gears, the knives, the daggers, the bags. It is awesome, high-quality stuff. I mean, you want to talk about a bug-out bag? You're not going to find much better on the market than evatacplus.com. You want to talk about double-edged daggers and rescue knives? evatacplus.com. Final hours for coupon code ALEX20. We hope that you take advantage and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product. And we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show, and what a critical time we're in. And you know, they were showing those knives and those other self-defense pieces of equipment. Those are something really very considering to get. I mean, don't fool around with this stuff and not have it. You better protect yourself. When the COVID war began over 2 years ago, in the Trends Journal, we warned that there's going to be a spike in violent crime. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're losing it big time. How many more of these things you have to see? People breaking into the Museum of Modern Arts, this guy stabbing people? You better learn how to fight. You better learn how to fight. And I don't mean the kind of fighting that they're selling. Oh, let's be heroes and go to Ukraine and die. Now, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about you better learn how to fight for your life. Because this thing is going to get out of hand. You know, one of the articles we have each week in the Trends Journal magazine is close combat survivalism trends by Bradley Steiner. And he just passed on last year. May his soul rest in peace. This guy was the number one close combat guy in America. No, it wasn't this stuff. Yeah, that's BS. This is real. When your life was on the line, man, you're going to take them out before they take you out. So, survivalism, you better learn how to do it. And they have products there that you can use and you need. You know, I talk to people. I say, young lady who lives around people that aren't so, you know, you better watch out for them. I said, you know, you better get a knife or some. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I said, you know, you better get a gun, man. You're in a neighborhood over here. You don't know. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. No. When they come to attack me, I'll say, now please calm down. This isn't proper. You should. Bam, you're dead. You got it? Anyway, she never did anything. And most people won't. Most people won't. But the people watching InfoWars will. And we are in the fight for our lives. With the COVID war, they robbed us of our freedom right in front of your eyes. I'm the little dictator. I'm the little Andy Cuomo. Oh, yeah. Yeah, unite for peace, right? Negotiate for peace. We're going to rest in peace. That's something else. That's about this war going on. But you just saw what happened with the COVID war, how they robbed us of our rights, and how everybody marched off to the COVID war. I'm going to get vaccinated. Hey, Obama. Hey, Obama. You're fully boosted, Obama. And you got the virus, and that fat, arrogant, murderous mouth shooting off his Obama folks. Hello, folks. You know, it kept fucking us for 8 years. He now keeps fucking with. I'm glad I got the vaccination. Oh, well, yeah, I say everybody should get the vaccination. I say you should go screw yourself. Or maybe somebody else should. For you. All these people that got vaxxed up, getting sick, you saw what they did to our freedom. They're taking us to war. They're taking us to war. We have been set up. Just as the people marched off in the COVID war, we're going to fight them Russians. We're going to fight them Russians. We're going to get them. We're going to get them. Yeah. That's right. And this BS spewing out of their fat mouths, all these generals and all of these security officials and intelligence operators. Hey, boys, because that's all you are. You're little boys with cojones smaller than a mothball. You haven't won a war since World War II. Oh, those Russians, you know, they thought this was going to be a blitzkrieg, and it was going to be over quick. Hey, fathead! Hey, fathead! 3 weeks? You're only in Afghanistan for 20 years? Look at these freaks! Oh, hey, Austin, you got the jab and you got the virus. Oh, all you saw, oh, yeah. These arrogant boys... These murderous boys haven't won a war since World War II. And you're shooting off your mad dog Mattis mouth, telling me, shoving your crap out, oh, the Russians are going to lose. And send more of our money to go kill more people, rather than giving up and negotiating for peace. You haven't won a war since World War II. I don't want to hear one word out of your mouth. I'm a trend forecaster. I forecast trends. I write about them. Been doing it since 1980. Yeah, I got my track record. Go by my track record. Do I get it right all the time? Of course not. I'm a human being. But unlike you guys, you get it wrong all the time. Go by your track record. You're murderous losers. You have sacrificed the lives of our boys, our men, to fight illegal wars based on lies. Oh, this Putin's a war criminal. The U.S. ambassador and Kamala Harris laughs out. How about Bush being a war criminal? How about Cheney? How about all the people that supported the Afghan war and the Iraq war based on lies? Oh, Osama bin Laden has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Oh, we can lie. Oh, and how about how they show all of these headlines of civilians being killed and a maternity hospital being blown up, which, by the way, the Russians say wasn't a maternity hospital. How come the prostitute media didn't show Obama's wars, Clinton's wars, Bush's wars, blowing up and killing civilians? They never did that. There were no photos of that. How come? Where were they? Fallujah, huh? How come they weren't showing all the dead Iraqis? Only killed over a million of them. Hey, Obama, quoted, I'm really good at killing people. I would say that's war crime. I'm really good at killing people? Oh, this is the Obama, his words, quote, Gaddafi has to go, folks. Gaddafi has to go. The guy that took Libya out of a dictatorship, maybe he was a dictator, no more than anybody else, but they had more rights and benefits than most people in the world. Gone. Oh, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama? Much better than Putin. Assad has to go. Oh, yeah, the guy that ran Syria only killed about 625,000 Syrians. How come you're not showing America bombing the place all to pieces? Oh, no. That's different. Kill anybody that you want, anywhere, any place, anyhow. But, hey, other people do it. They're terrible. They're murderers. The Russians are not going to be defeated. I'm a fighter. I'm a close combat black belt. Had my own school for many years. Somebody comes in the door with a gun, I'm not going to be a hero. But, okay, man, what do you want? How can we ease this out? No, I want to fight. Boom, you're dead. You got it. You got it. I'm going to tell you a story. Why they should surrender for peace, negotiate for peace now, or rest in peace. This is really serious. And they're going to drag us into it. We got sick people in charge. Buy the products from InfoWars. You're going to need them. It's going to get worse.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Yes, victory or death. Go to InfoWarsStores.com now. Victory or death. And that's what we are facing. This is very serious. Do what you can to support InfoWars. They look what they did during the COVID war. Anything you said that didn't follow the line, you were censored. How dare you not believe a piece of low-life scum crap like Fauci? How dare you not believe Andy Cuomo, yeah, the harassment guy, yeah, him. Well, little Gavin Newsom, you're blackballed. Ooh, I can't say blackballed. They call that racist. You can't be transballed. They're going to blackball everybody that comes out against this war. You better support InfoWars. Our lives are on the line. They got great products up to 50% off. Do what you can. They are going to take us off the air for speaking about peace. They have great products. Get them now. And speaking about peace. Mankind must put an end to war. Or war will put an end to mankind. Those are the words of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Murdered. I believe because he was anti-war. Oh, they had a thing called the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was a kid. I'll never forget. I was in the 10th grade. Should have been in the 11th, but I was left back. Go into that story later on. Anyway. Cuban Missile Crisis. I can't believe our history teacher didn't even hardly mention it when it was solved. I remember as a kid feeling this. The United States had missiles in Turkey aiming at Russia. Russia said, get the Soviet Union. Get them out of there. No, we're not going to get them out of there. Okay, we'll put missiles in Cuba. Okay, let's make a deal. You pull the missiles out of Cuba. We'll put them out of Turkey. JFK. Oh, wow. Didn't ramp up the war like Biden is doing. Like all these politicians are doing. We're going to beat them. Send them more money. Send them more armaments. Send them more military. Send them more tanks, more anti-missiles. Send them more so they can keep killing. Hey, why not say, listen, pull back and we'll pull back. Wrote about it in the Trends Journal, 2014, how the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine with Victoria Nuland heading the charge, the quotes taken off her telephone, one after another. So going back, all they do is sell war. They're not negotiating for peace. You're not going to beat the Russians. But the crap that they're spewing out, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told BBC that he's convinced Ukraine could win its war with Russia. Oh, he's convinced? Hey, boy, if you're so convinced, Anthony Blinken, the murderous guy that went over to Ukraine, to Saudi Arabia when Saudi Arabia launched its war against Yemen, the worst humanitarian crisis on earth that doesn't get the headlines, when they launched it from Washington, D.C. in 2015, and he goes over there to give them intelligence? You call this guy intelligence? What intelligence? Oh, yeah, and the United States refueling these Saudi planes, the jets, so they could keep killing more Yemenis? Oh, that Anthony Blinken? You're going to believe the crap spewing out of his mouth? You really got to be stupid. Or you got to belong to a political party. Who's your favorite political party? The Democrats or the Repulsivekins? Speaking of which, how about Lindsey Graham? Now, there's a real man. Did you come out of the closet yet, Lindsey? Listen to the Lindsey crap. Listen to the Lindsey crap. Lindsey crap. All you got to do is tune into Fox. You want to hear Lindsey crap? It keeps spewing out of Fox. I used to be on Fox. They used to send trucks up here back in the days with the things to pick up the satellite. I'm doing interviews. I'm sorry, Mr. Salenti, you're breaking away. Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator, you're talking to that clown? That little guy that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag? What does he have to say? Let's see. Senator Lindsey Graham said, quote, "Well, it's not going to be World War III. This is a bluff. Putin knows that no one wins the nuclear exchange. If he ordered a strike on the United States, a general would shoot him in the head. A general would shoot him in the head." Graham stated, "I'm calling for the crushing of the Russian economy." Oh, you're calling for it. Oh, hey, if you're calling for it, I'm all ears. Oh, you mean you're going to hurt the people, huh? How about nobody calling for the crushing of the American economy when murderer George W. Bush, a little daddy's boy, with cojones smaller than a mothball, launched a criminal war against Iraq. Oh, remember Scott Ritter? No, they blackballed him. Like they blackballed me for coming out with the truth about the Afghan war. Lindsey, how come they're not calling for the assassination of George W. Bush? What would they say if Russia said that? But it's okay for you to call for the assassination of Vladimir Putin. Everybody get it in your head. You got a crime syndicate running the government, and if you're too damn stupid to think along the lines of Republicans and Democrats, I'm not even talking to you because you wouldn't be on InfoWars. Lindsey Graham, look at this little boy of nothing, little Georgie Bush, a daddy's boy, born on third base and thought he had a home run, like little Andy Cuomo, how about Justin Trudeau, the little actor, Justin Trudeau, another daddy's boy, his daddy, was it Pierre, George Carlin, the great comedian, used to say, it's one big club and you ain't in it. That's what it is. One big club of psychopaths, sociopaths, pathological liars that are destroying our lives in front of us. This is serious. Hey, the market was way up before I went on the air. Almost 400 points. Last time I looked, it was down. Now going up a little bit. What's next? What to do? Stay tuned.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population of the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, we are in, this is, we thought things were bad during the COVID war. Who would have ever thought they would have degraded into this? And again, in the Trends Journal magazine, I said the COVID war would begin to wind down the end of March, mid-April. And it's winding down for a while. But now we see what's going on with China, you know, with the COVID cases. There are like, you know, 1,500 COVID cases, something like that, in a country of, 1.4 billion. And now they're closing down major cities. The average in America right now, cases, is about 34,000 a day. And they're closing down the joint because of like 1,300 or 500 cases. No deaths. We followed China. Look what happened. Lunar New Year 2020. Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. Remember what happened in Yuan City, Yuan? Oh, the guy falling down and dying. They locked down. Wow, look at those Chinese locking down cities. Could you imagine that ever happening here? And then Italy did it. And the rest of the world followed. Masks. Used to make fun of people in China wearing masks all the time. They wore them before the pollution, by the way. And now we're all masked up. But now they're loosening them up. Anyway, to go back to this is very important. They should negotiate for peace, or they're going to rest in peace, as we say at the cover of the Trends Journal. I own three buildings on the most historic four corners in America. You can Google it up. Kingston, New York, most historic four corners. I have a 1774 Academy, which is one of the first public schools in America. I have the 1763 Dr. Jensen House. I have the 1750 Franz Rogan House. The reason I bought these is we were opening the Trends Journal magazine in Germany. And this was in 2012. I was looking to leave the country. Back in 2010, I was down in Argentina, Uruguay, Chile. I've been around. You know, I had it with Obama and what this country was descending into. And I'd never been to Berlin before. And I landed there about 8:30 in the morning. They put me in a hotel, picked me up at about 11 o'clock in the morning. Then drove me all around. Here's where East Berlin was, and driving me everywhere. And into the suburbs, into the cities, and I'm thinking, what a beautiful place this is. No buildings are like over 16 stories tall. And parks everywhere. Beautiful, beautiful city. And then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was sitting down having a beer, sitting on a sidewalk in the main section of Berlin. The sidewalks are wide enough for cafe tables, 4 and 5 deep. A place to walk and a place to bicycle. And I'm looking across the street and I see this beautiful, beautiful German building, maybe in 1880s. And it's the same height, all new construction. And I realized everywhere they took me, I see these beautiful houses in the suburbs and all new construction. And I'm thinking to myself, Berlin was grander than Paris before it got bombed out. And I spent a good amount of time in Paris. So I was very lucky to go out with Marie-Pierre. Marie-Pierre's brother, Francois, by the way, was the left shoulder of Jacques Chirac and Mitterrand. And my close combat teacher, John Perkins, who learned from Bradley Steiner, used to go work out with the guys at the Palace of Elysee. Berlin was grander than Paris before it was bombed out. And I'm thinking, you know, back in the 1930s, Germany was at the height of Western civilization in a number of ways. Scientifically, and everybody beat. Remember the atom bomb? Oh, yeah, the guy, what was his name? Einstein, all those guys? Yeah, they brought him over here? Yeah. Culturally, the music, the style was great stuff. Philosophically, oh yeah, a whole bunch of them. And I'm thinking to myself, why didn't the people take to the streets and stop the war? You're losing. You're losing. Stop it before everything is destroyed. As an Italian American, I'm thinking the same thing with Mussolini. How could they look up to a Mussolini like they looked up to a Hitler? I guess the same way you look up to the presidents of the United States. Many of them. I respected Kennedy and Eisenhower. Wasn't a fan of FDR. Didn't like Woodrow Wilson. Liked Thomas Jefferson. But look at the freaks running the show right now in front of your eyes. What a crap show. A bunch of crap heads. Where were the people to stop the final destruction of Germany? Hey, talking about war crimes, didn't the UK do a wonderful job in Dresden? Yeah, bombing it to nothing and all the people that they killed? Going back, where were the people? Why didn't they take to the streets and say, we're losing, let's stop this before everything is destroyed and will never be rebuilt? It's gone. Gone. And so is the vibe. Same thing is going on right at this moment in Ukraine. Rather than negotiating for peace, we're going to send them more weapons. We're going to beat them. They had this clown on Fox, another jerk. Whatever is this paper? Senator. Senator Jim Risch, a Republican of Idaho. Again, it's not Republican, it's Repulsivekins and Democrats. Said during Fox News Sunday, asked if World War III with Russia after Putin forces displayed impressive, he goes, the U.S. shouldn't fear World War II with Russia after Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces displayed an impressive level of ineptness in Ukraine, according to some U.S. senators. That's the quote from Fox. I wouldn't call it World War III, Senator Jim Risch said. I think it would end pretty quickly because with the conventional forces that he's had there, meaning Putin, you know, we haven't seen this kind of ineptness in a long, long time. So I'm not so concerned. Oh, I guess you're blind. Deaf, dumb, and blind. You can't see this ineptness? Hey, how about the Afghan war? Forgot the Iraq war. What about the Libyan war? Hey, how about the Syrian war? And I think you're old enough to remember the Vietnam War. Ineptness? Ineptness? You call murder ineptness when you don't murder enough and win? These are the sick people we got in charge. We have to unite for peace or we're going to die for war. And do what you can to support InfoWars. They have great products. Not only does it help you, it helps keeping the truth alive. And the truth is being buried as innocent people are fighting a needless war.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. As I said, you know, we're in the fight for our lives, the fight for freedom. Not a peep about freedom and peace. Nothing. No one is talking about peace. The Pope is going after Russia. It didn't go after the United States when you started all those illegal wars. Oh, by the way, I'm not just shooting off my mouth, Pope and the rest of you. I launched Occupy Peace. That's right. OccupyPeace.com. And rallies up here with Ralph Nader, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Gary Null, Cindy Sheehan, whose son was killed in Iraq. I hold them all the time. So I'm a man of peace. So, unlike you guys, no one's talking about peace. And if you want to, by the way, donate to peace, if you go to OccupyPeace.com. Because no one is speaking about it. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. William J. Casey, CIA Director, 1981, may you rot in hell. You low-life piece of scum. Lie to the people so you can fill your military agenda and your sick head. You got it? It's right there. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Don't forget to get your jab. Yep. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. Support InfoWars because you're going to steal the truth away from you. One of my favorite products is Super Male Vitality. But I have a little problem. I know they came up with a... We need a Super Transgender Vitality. I mean, you know, we should cross the spectrum. Oh, yeah. America, that guy, what's his name? Reich over there. Rich guy Reich over there in... Iowa, Greenberg, Iceberg, what's the difference anyway? I wouldn't call it World War III. I think it would end pretty quickly because with the conventional forces that he's had there, you know, we haven't seen this kind of ineptness in a long, long time. So I'm not concerned about that. Yep. Yeah, the transgender army is going to defeat the Russians anytime there. Reich, maybe you should join him. Anybody that supports war, Harris, all the rest of them, dress up, go lead the charge, or shut your mouth. Speaking of which, what else we got here? Putin's idea of Blitzkrieg has failed, says former Ukraine president. They're quoting Petro Poroshenko, the guy that they're bringing up on crime charges over there in Ukraine for what he's done. And he's saying, and this guy, the comedian, Zelensky, who played a comedian on TV and became the comedian president, beat him. Yeah, there's Reich. Yeah. Oh, this guy, you should hear this guy talk. Talks like a little boy. There's no man in his mouth. There's no man in his mouth. Only crap is shooting out of his mouth. Ineptness. You got it, Jack. Oh, by the way, this guy's in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Yeah, there's the guy that played president of Ukraine as a comedian that's now president of Ukraine. You got it? It's a freak show. Oh, this is the guy, by the way, that played the piano in one of his clips with his penis. Look at him. Look at this. That's who's running the world. Get it in your head. You got freaks in charge in a country near you. And then we got this other guy that they're quoting all over the place. Russia facing outright defeat and sudden collapse in Ukraine, author says. Author and political scientist Francis Bakuyuma said Russia's military is now facing the possibility of outright defeat in Ukraine. Quote, the collapse of this position could be sudden and catastrophic rather than happening slowly through a war of attrition. The army in the field will reach a point where it can neither be supplied nor withdrawn, and morale will be vaporized. Russian soldiers were evidently carrying dress uniforms for their victory parade in Kiev rather than an extra ammo and rations. Can you believe this stuff? Fukuyama. I should be more proper. I forgot. I didn't know this. He holds several positions at Stanford, including the Oliveri Nomolini Senior Fellow and the University's Freeman Spogli Institute for International Studies. Quote, Putin will not survive the defeat of his army. He gets support because he is perceived to be a strong man. Oh, perceived to be, huh? Oh, unlike Bush or Biden or Trump, they're real strong men. You know, here, oh, they'll fight. Go out. Oh, by the way, Trump, he beat the draft, the Vietnam War draft. He had a bone spur. All right. He gets the support because he's a strong man. And what does he have to offer once he demonstrates incompetence and is stripped of his coercive power. This guy's teaching. You should be teaching kindergarten or the third grade. This is propaganda you're spewing out. Huh. Oh, incompetence and coercive power. Incompetence? Hey, fuck you, Shima. Yuma, whatever your name is. Fuck you, Yama. Papa? Incompetence? Iraq War? The Afghan War? Syrian War? Yemen War? Libyan War? And, I forgot the Vietnam War. Oh, what about the Korean War? Incompetence. All they're doing is calling for hate and power. And look at the more money we've given the military-industrial complex. Hey, all you generals out there that haven't won a war and love to keep fighting them, and all you ex-generals that are giving us the military advice on the Cartoon News Network and all the other stupid media shows. Once upon a time, there was a man by the name of Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II, warning the American people in his farewell address in January 1961 that the military-industrial complex was robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. And here we are. The murderers and thieves in Washington are passing even a bigger military budget. That's right. For all of the great victories that you've accomplished and the peace that you've brought around the world. The roads are rotten, stinking everywhere I drive. There are potholes taken on my front end. Oh, yeah, there's Eisenhower, Mad Dog, Austin, all you tough generals, Wesley Clark. Oh, yeah, Wesley Clark. You love that Yugoslav war, didn't you? No, the Kosovo war. This is a real man who hated war because he saw it. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die in war. I want to touch the markets quickly. They were way up today. Now they're up a little bit. They were down. Here we go. That's who's running the world. A psycho and a psychopath and a pathological liar near you. Anyway, gold is way down, about down $30. Oil prices are down. What does it mean? A lot of volatility ahead. A lot of volatility ahead. You better prepare, prevail, to prosper. And you might want to consider subscribing to the Trends Journal, because that's what we're telling you what to do and how to do it. We are in critical times. We must unite for peace or die in war. Consider donating to Occupy Peace if you want peace. I put my money and my heart where my mouth is. And support InfoWars. They have a great staff. People give it everything they have to give the best they have. So you give the best that you can do. Thank you, and we'll see.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.